This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. Welcome to House Appropriations Committee. Welcome those of you online. We have four bills that we will deal with this morning, and their pages are out at the moment on a mission, so we will begin with roll call.
Hollers.
Here.
Carson's excused. Howard. Carr. Peterson.
Here.
Lake.
Here.
Bartles.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Very good. Remind everyone to turn your cell phones off or on silent. Otherwise, we expect contributions. With that, we will begin with proponent testimony on House Bill 1024. Whatever you want to call it.
Good morning. Liza Clark with the Bureau of Finance and Management. And I think we have worked out something for House Bill 1063, so this bill could be tabled. Thank you.
Would... Representative Hunhoff.
I move to table House Bill 1024.
Motion to table by Hunhoff, second by Ollers. Any speaking?
It's not
debatable. Oh, that's not debatable. Okay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Ollers.
Aye.
Carson's excused. Howard Carr is excused. Peterson?
Oh, aye, sorry.
Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Six yays, so.
House Bill 1024 is tabled. We will move then to House Bill 1063, revise certain provisions relating to the payment of special assessments by the Bureau of Administration. Do we have... any proponent testimony or?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Amendment 1063AA.
We have an amendment. Do we have a second?
Second.
Amendment by Hunhoff, second by Ollers for 1063AA. Do you want to speak to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, what this does is actually a repealer of the bill, and what this would entail is that then the departments would all be responsible for their own assessments. We would not be setting aside a pool of dollars they would be using within their departments, and if for some reason they didn't have the dollars or they expended, they would need to come back to appropriations for a special request. We had some exceptions in the bill that were already doing this. This just puts all the department levels on the same basis.
Okay. Any comment from BFM at all?
Good morning. Liza Clark with the Bureau of Finance and Management. The way that the representative described it is exactly how it would happen. We found this has been utilized less and less as a lot of special assessments have been rolled into utility billings by cities. So this hasn't been utilized as much. As you're aware, I think there's about $80,000 in the ongoing budget that will be able to be cut because of this amendment, and we're fine with that. We'll, if there are any needs, as Representative Hunhoff said, that agencies can come in and ask for specific dollars for to fund this. Thanks.
Okay.
Wow.
Any
Thank you.
Further discussion from the committee? Any opponent? I guess I should ask for opponent testimony. Seeing none, we're open. We have a motion. We have a second. Any further speaking? All those. Representative Bartles.
I think just to make a record, I think this is a good amendment because we aren't setting a pool of money aside that's just going to sit there. It's going to be useful in the general fund and not put in a pool. I just think we should comment on that for the public. And
okay.
Instead of in the past, we've always set money aside. Now we're just not going to do that because we don't have the experience paying them.
Okay. Thank you. If There's no further speaking. All those in favor of Amendment 1063AA, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Bill is amended.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hunhoff.
Mr. Chair, I move do pass on House Bill 1063 as amended.
Motion by Hunhoff, second by Ahlers. Do pass on 1063 as amended. Any further speaking on that?
No.
Okay. Anybody else? Any comments from the committee? Seeing none, we'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Carson's excused. Howard is excused. Carr is excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
We have 6 yeas and 3 excused.
1063 as amended passes.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hunhoff.
I move Amendment 1063 ATA, which is a new title for the bill.
We have a motion to amend and a second by Ahlers. Is that a voice vote? Okay. All those in favor of the title amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. The title is amended. Okay, we will now move on to Senate Bill 34, an act to revise certain provisions related to securities held as unclaimed property and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 34, proponent testimony.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Mark Kwasny with the Bureau of Finance and Management, here to ask you to vote for Senate Bill 34. What this bill does is it mandates that the state treasurer sell stocks, bonds, and other negotiable instruments within after 90 days of receipt, confirmed receipt. The necessity for this bill is twofold, really. First is our CAFR. So right now we hold on to these instruments for 3 years, and the GASB, the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, has said that we have to maintain a record of these stocks at their historical value because they're not an investment to the state. Currently, we don't do that. So our CAFR team has had to spend a great deal of time trying to reach back to historical value for some of these stocks, and it just hasn't quite been possible for them. So this bill cleans this up and will allow us to have a cleaner CAFR. The governor's recommended budget has $13 million in one time for the sale of stock. We've effectuated about $7 million of that, and this does the remaining approximately $6 million. So that'll stand by for any questions. Thanks.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 34.
Lee Deschabay with the Treasurer's Office. I'm here just to say that we support this bill. It will help us with a cleaner CAFR report and also get our unclaimed property stock under a good evaluation. Any questions?
Okay.
I'm here for questions.
Okay. Thank you. Any further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 34? Proponent testimony. Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony to Senate Bill 34? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close to public input and open up committee discussion and or action. Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would ask a proponent, are there any unintended consequences that could result in changing this?
Mr. Chair, Representative, you know, we've worked with our CAFR team. We worked with the state treasurer to really mitigate as much as we can. Originally, we thought, let's not even receipt these into the state. Let's require banks sell these before we even issue it to the state. And you know, we thought that there might be some consequences there. The 90 days gives the state treasurer time to work to find anybody if we have any special circumstances where, you know, we think, I think this is probably a mistake. It gives us the time to do that. And the reality is that most people, when they do find out that they have a stock sitting in the treasurer's office, they want us to sell it anyway. So we're just going to be doing what we end up doing anyway. So, yeah.
Okay. Any further, Representative Ollers?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you explain to us the process here as well, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. We're still holding it for 3 years. Within an we give it to an investment firm. They hold it for 3 years. After that 3 years, which is when they typically wash their hands of unclaimed property, it's given back to you. Then within 90 days, you're cashing it, correct?
Mr. Chair, correct, Representative, yes. So the brokerages that currently they have to hold it in dormancy for 3 years, and they have to do their due diligence. So, you know, they're reaching out and trying to and get a hold of these people. Then it comes to us. And so instead of us holding on to it for an additional 3 years, we're just going to hold on to it for 90 days.
Just a point of clarification, you're going to hold on to it as a stock for 90 days and then convert it to cash, but it will remain available to a claimant for 3 years after the state gets it, correct?
Mr. Chair, it would be a liability forever for us. They can claim it forever, and so they would their claim would be to the cash value that we sold it as.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions? Representative Ollers.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 34 do pass.
I have a motion by Ollers, second by Bartles. Do pass on Senate Bill 34. We will, do you want to speak at all anymore on that? Okay. We will ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Ollers.
Aye.
Carson's excused. Howard's excused. Carr's excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Anderson.
Aye.
We have 6 yeas and 3 excused.
Senate Bill 34 is passed and will go to the floor. Representative Ollers, do you want to take that on the floor? Okay, thank you. We will then move on to Senate Bill 63, a bill, an act to eliminate the postage administration fund and deposit fees into the general fund. Any proponent testimony on that? I know Representative Hager. Do you want to go pitch that quick? Sure. Representative Hager had another bill hearing at about the same time, and he was going to try and get here, but we've gotten through these fairly quickly. So, Representative Panoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What we have in LRC, they do printings. Constituents, citizens can request some of the printings that they do, and they charge a postage fee for sending it out and coming back. And the dollars that have been generated from those paper materials that have been sent out and then paid for were deposited in a special fund, and then at the end of the year, they went into the general fund. And so what we're doing is bypassing, and when those dollars come in, they'll go directly to the general fund. So they're not sitting anyplace else. They will be in the general fund. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any further opponent or proponent testimony on Senate Bill 63? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 63? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we will close public testimony and move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bartles.
I move do pass. Second.
We have a motion by Representative Bartles, second by Representative Lake, do pass. Any further speaking? Representative Bartles?
No.
Okay. Seeing no others, we will ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Ollers.
Aye.
Carson's excused. Howard's excused. Carr's excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
We have 6 yeas and 3 excused.
Senate Bill 63 is passed. And Representative Lake, do you want to take that to the floor?
Oh, sure.
Maybe that isn't what you were waving at me for.
No, that wasn't what I was waving at you for, but
it is now.
Keep your hands down.
Okay. Representative Lake, do you have something else?
Yes. I would move for approval of House Committee Appropriations Minutes for February 2nd, 2017.
We have a motion by Representative Lake, second by Representative Ollers to approve the minutes. Any further speaking? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, and I know we had the page out of the room. She's back. But I think we also have three young people back there. And I saw someone had certainly is a high level with an organization. And then we have the two gentlemen. I know they represent a group. Maybe they'd like to have the opportunity to introduce themselves.
That would be great. If you would, please step to a mic here and introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what your plans are.
Hi, my name is Avery Scott. I go to Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls. I represent South Dakota DECA. I'm on the South Dakota State Officer Team. And, yeah.
Thank
you. Do you want me to explain what DECA is? Or?
Sure.
It's like a leadership organization. It's a CTE kind of course. And then we go to different events and network with different students our own age, and just they give us really good skills for the real world, I think. And this great opportunity to spend the day with you guys.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Allison Simon, and I'm serving as the South Dakota FFA state president this year. I'm currently going to college in Brookings, majoring in agriculture communications, to kind of hope, my main hope is to work here one day in the ag department as a PR specialist, so hopefully I'll be back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Andrew Rasmussen, and I'm with South Dakota FCCLA. I'm currently a member of the South Dakota State FCCLA Advocacy Team. FCCLA is also a leadership organization with its central focus as the family, and we are paired with Family and Consumer Sciences Education as kind of our partner organization. And I go to Brookings High, if I didn't say that.
Okay. Thank you. Next.
My name is Peyton Drew, and I'm from the FCCLA. I'm a state officer. I'm the vice president of public relations. I deal with social media and news releases and newsletters and stuff like that that gets put out on the internet. I'm currently a sophomore, and I go to Gettysburg High School, and I'm shadowing Representative Lake today, so it'll be a fun experience for me.
Good for you. And now our page.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Feiner, and I'm from Ethan, and I hope to go to USD next year for pre-med.
Great. Thank you all for being here at the Capitol. Representative Lake.
Yeah, in my ever get a chance of getting a plug for Gettysburg, I've got to do it. That Allison Simon, the president of FFA, she is also from Gettysburg, so just want to get that plug in there.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Motion by Bartles to adjourn. Second by Peterson. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned. Good.